I might become a cynic. She gave him a sidelong look. You know what I remember best, Douglas? I remember watching you with the Australian ambassador when he called after Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down. So many of his countrymen lost, and you could not have been more sincerely compassionate. You will always be a humanist. That was 3 years ago. Another life, he said. He met her glance, and then they both looked away. In 2011, 3 years before the hostilities began in Crimea, Galina Petrenko, who had been relocated at age 2 from Chernivtsi after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, had secured a mission position as an ADC, an arrivals and departures coordinator who helped orient and acclimate American staff. Flannery had been impressed by her work ethic, her patriotism, and her courage. After 2 years at the embassy, she had been drafted, but was turned down when a medical exam revealed stage 1 thyroid cancer. She went back to the mission, missing only a few days of work to undergo treatment. Risking her job and her freedom, Galina had spied on her employers to transmit any potentially useful scrap of information to the ZSU, the Zbrojni Sili Ukrainy, the Ukrainian military.